Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Sidebar Chats, High Trust Edition. Today, we'll be discussing a recent development that you may have heard of, the High Trust I-1 assessment. We'll discuss what it is, why it's so important right now, which organizations need it, and of course, how BAR can help. We're joined today by Steve Ryan, Senior High Trust Consultant, to provide some more insight into this assessment. So Steve, let's get started. What is the High Trust I-1 assessment?
Absolutely. So first off, thanks Claire for having me on. The I-1 assessment is High Trust's brand new one-year assessment that's designed to address the continuously evolving threat landscape. The I-1 assessment was really designed for organizations that are looking to provide a moderate level of assurance on transparency, accuracy, consistency, and integrity.
Great. And could you tell me a little more about all the recent attention being given to the I-1 assessment? Are organizations starting to require vendors to obtain the High Trust I-1?
Yeah, Claire, simply put, yes, they are. The third-party risk management council, which is comprised of prominent chief information security officers from some of the leading health systems and provider organizations, just recently published a press release announcing that any vendors that want to work with them and are considered at least to be a moderate risk vendor must obtain at least this High Trust I-1 assessment here, certification. And the council's governing organizations include systems like the Cleveland Clinic, the Mayo Clinic, Tufts Medicine. So as you can imagine, this requirement is going to impact a lot of those vendors there.
Yeah, it definitely seems like it will have a big impact. So High Trust has said that the I-1 assessment is threat adaptive. Could you explain what that means?
Yeah, definitely. So threat adaptive simply means that as a threat landscape evolves, the I-1 requirements will also be updated to address those future risks as they emerge. This ensures that security controls are proactively adjusted on at least a quarterly basis to meet those latest cybersecurity threat activity, such as ransomware and phishing. This is a really unique innovation considering most common frameworks remain unchanged for many, many years.
Yeah, that's great. And do you think you could explain the difference between the I-1 and R-2 assessments? And maybe like what situations should organizations choose the I-1 over the R-2?
Absolutely. So the I-1 assessment essentially allows these smaller organizations with less support staff to still become High Trust certified. The reason for this is the I-1 is really only looking at implementation of each control, as opposed to the R-2, which requires a policy, a procedure, and obviously the actual implementation for each said control. So the lift for organizations is really much smaller, and it's almost more comparable to a SOC report. So organizations should choose an I-1 over an R-2 when they need to become High Trust certified, but don't have that dedicated support staff to put into a massive project such as the R-2. This serves as a perfect stepping stone for organizations to get that foundational set of controls implemented, become High Trust certified, and look into the future for tackling an R2 assessment.
Great, thank you for that. And how long is the High Trust I-1 assessment valid for?
So the High Trust I-1 assessment is only valid for 1 year. And this goes back to because the control set is constantly evolving and changing over time. And because it's a one-year certification, there is no interim assessment as compared to the R2 assessment.
Got it. What kind of standards does the High Trust I-1 assessment provide coverage for?
Absolutely. So the I-1 provides coverage for a number of industry standards, such as NIST 800, GLIBA, HIPAA, the health industry cybersecurity practices, just to name a few there.
Awesome. Thank you. Just a few more questions for you today. Could you walk us through what BAR's process for the High Trust I-1 assessment is like? How time intensive is it?
Absolutely. So here at BAR, we take our core value of simplicity to the world of High Trust. We have a three-step process to achieving High Trust certification. First off is your readiness phase, where we come in, test your environment against those I-1 controls and establish a baseline as to where that client is at. Next up, we have the remediation phase, where for those identified gaps, we provide a simple and actual steps for your organization to take on to close all those gaps. And then finally, we have that validation and certification phase, where once your organization is ready, we'll come in, test your environment against those High Trust controls, and submit the assessment to High Trust for certification. And this entire process for the I-1 can take anywhere from 6 months to a year, which compared to that R2 assessment is about half that time.
Awesome. Thanks for that explanation of BARS process. Last question, can users add privacy into the I-1 assessments?
Yeah, so currently there is no option to add privacy to the I-1 assessment, although it is an option for the R2. However, HITRUST is actively developing a privacy certification, so stay tuned and we'll let you know when that becomes available in the future.
Awesome. Steve, thank you so much for all of your valuable insight into the HITRUST I-1 assessments. With so many new developments in healthcare compliance, it sounds like we'll be hearing a lot more from you in the future. So thank you, and we look forward to seeing everyone next time on Sidebar Chats.
Thank you very much, Claire.